would like to welcome John McMillan to our second episode of the Streaming Steamers. Sans House, who's recovering from his city-to-city run this morning. He's feeling a bit tired and emotional. John, just introduce yourself. Tell us how you came to the Steamers.
Well, just before that, Mick, Just on the city-to-city, I did the city-to-city in the car this morning.
Had you broken any records?
The slow record, I kept it to the 40k speed limit. But the amount of people in blue and gold in Steamers as an organisation heading across the causeway, it was a tsunami of Steamers. It was terrific.
Please, that's good. That's fantastic.
Well done to all of those people.
House must have been one of them.
He must have gone early because I didn't see him, so he must have finished early. Finished early.
Oh, he'd be doing that in 35 minutes.
Yeah.
For sure.
One of those purple scooters, one on each foot.
Well, they have to stop at the causeway, I think. They only get halfway.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Mate, I came to the Steamers in 93. I'd had a couple of years, a seasonal bit at the Charles Sturt, the Wedgies.
Charles Sturt or Latrobe?
Latrobe.
So Latrobe had a rugby team.
Latrobe.
Were they playing in Siru?
Riverina in those days, just a third grade operation, and they were a bit of let's say they were a stoner organisation with a rugby problem, which wasn't my scene. And but I've enjoyed the game enough to think, well, I'll have a crack at this and then come over to the Steamers.
So how did you know about the Steamers? What?
Oh, just because we're affiliated. We sort of ran off the Steamers.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, and back in those days, they were always in the paper. They'd had a bit of success through the late 80s, and if you were a league or a union person, as a supporter, you would know who the Steamers were.
Do you think that's become a bit of an issue? We're a bit anonymous?
Yep.
That's
a huge issue.
I think it's been a long time like that.
Yeah.
What do we do about that?
You know, a simple thing, Mick. It's getting that give blood play rugby sticker on the back of everyone's car.
The blue and yellow one.
Blue and yellow.
Great idea.
You know?
Yep. Are we going to see that this year?
We will certainly be seeing it.
I'm
ordering them tomorrow. But back at those, they were on cars all over the place, and people identified that with the Steamers.
Mm. And just the newspaper articles, and you had to keep churning them over.
Well, I mean, and let's have a crack, you know. Border Mail, they're the voice piece of the Ovens and Murray and the Tallanga League and the Hume League. They don't care much about anything else.
I think back in the day when you were back in the 93, we had Mick McGlone would have been.
He was on top of it. But you know what? And I can't remember the bloke's name now. It's too long ago. But we had a guy playing for us who was the editor of the Border Mail. And he gave us nothing. And McGlone will tell you that, or anyone that was around at the time when we were drinking at Soden's. He gave us nothing because he said he didn't sell newspapers. Well,
I remember Brad Worrell was always good.
Yeah.
You know, it'll come round, and a winning culture too is a bit easier to publish for editors, I guess.
Brad's a good man. He's Billy Tilly's right here, man. Did you know
that? I knew
if you'd been a lefty, you wouldn't know that.
No, I still talk to him.
Yeah. Mad Rabbitoh supporter.
Oh, there you go.
His uncle played for South.
That's why we get on.
Yeah,
that was about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. It'd be longer.
Yeah.
It'd be longer. Yeah.
So you switched over in 93, was it? 93, 94?
That team, third grade team, we made the prelim, and Juno was still in the comp in those days, and the prelims were played at Juno.
That was a hard ground. That was actually a hard concrete-y hit ground.
As hard as this bloody tabletop there. Yeah. Not as hard as hay, though.
I
remember going out there the second season for Steamers. After a long, hot summer, and the kick off and first ruck of the day was on the cricket pitch. And then I come out of it looking like I'd come off a motorbike in 150.
And what do you think of rucking? We should still have it?
Yes and no. I mean, it's all very nice to be nostalgic about that, but it was some of it was violent. Like some of it was nowhere near the ball, and it was intended to be to ruck for the ball, not to get a bloke out of the way because he didn't like being there.
It's still now if we ruck nowadays with the more cameras, more referees, more attuned to it, it might be better controlled. Like it, you're talking about the distinction between rucking and stomping. Rucking served a purpose. It cleared the ruck. Now that they do it by. They do it by forcing the players to roll away, rather than be kicked away.
Yeah.
You know, so it's...
But, I mean, and that's all very well at the pro level, Mick, but when you're playing in Siru or, we haven't got that technology available to us. We've got one or two maybe cameras and they're fixed.
And you're looking at them at 2 days later.
Yeah.
So 93, we'll go back to that. So you came in and you started playing with the Steamers in 93?
Yep.
And where were you playing? What were you playing? Who was the coaches?
Don Cameron was the coach of the third grade. There's a few others that were still around. Ross Bordy last year, of course. But there was Greg Barlow and Al Devlin and Shawnee Gorham was the team manager. Who else was there? Ed Falston was the first grade coach.
Who's that?
Ed Falston was a...
I would reckon his name's not up on that honour board.
Yeah, it is.
It is,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah. He was an army fella. Ended up being the deputy mayor of Wodonga. Different sort of fella, Ed. Got a beard like you these days, actually. But he was an old front row, but an old army style.
So that was through 93, 94.
He quit halfway through 94. And Don took over.
Oh, okay, right.
And we were thereabouts. I was probably playing second and third grade.
And you played through till when?
98, did my shoulder in 98. And I played a few games here and there afterwards.
Yeah.
But dislocated my shoulder and I didn't have the
gumption to come back. And it's surgery's not as accessible as it is now.
I hit 30 by that stage. And I wasn't Troy Tatchell that was going to play to his 703.
He certainly is.
He had a smile on his face the other day when he read the draw and it had 18 games. He thinks he'd get to 300 now.
So is the Siri draw out?
The draft one is, yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So when's like, this, 18 games.
When are they looking at the season to start?
Starting on the second Saturday, I think it is, in April.
Okay. All right, great.
So that'll be, yeah.
Do you know who they've got you slated down to play? It's a home game or? Not sure.
I did look. I'm pretty sure it was a home game. I think it's City at home. For the moment.
Yeah. It can
change a bit.
So you retired in 98. 99 was a big year.
99, so 99...
Was that 99-2000? I think it was two.
Yeah, well, it was two premierships there. So Kenny Phillipson had come to the club... come to Albury 3 years before that, and something happened that he coached Box Hill in Melbourne to a premiership.
Yeah.
And he came up here, and not quite sure what happened there. The opening wasn't there, I think, that he might have thought might have been. So he ended up coaching rugby league for 12 months, and then he came over to us in 98, and it coincided with a big influx of pretty good footballers.
So who are we looking at?
Well, we're talking about blokes like Stewie Nolan, Mick Alexander, Moose McFadgen, Wheatley, Charlie Kay, Tom Harrington was a boy, Nobber from Wagga come down, Belly. Geez, that Nob was a good player. He played in something like 6 Surrey Premier or Riverina Surrey Premierships, you know.
Scott or his brother?
The brother.
Matt.
Thank you. Yeah. He got at least 2 best and fairest on the Reddies medal.
Oh, at least the two. Red Old Boys medal, yeah, grand finals.
Yeah, at least 2. One with us and one with Haggies, I think. And then he played in a couple of Waratahs, and he just turned up and played in premierships for fun.
A lot of those names you've mentioned from when you first started playing and when you those couple of premierships, they're still around the club. Is that it's a good vibe in this club?
Oh, yeah.
The players and the coaches and the supporters have been in for the long haul.
Oh, and two are like me, Scotty Fraser and Jock. Both like members of the club. They were part of that team.
Don't remember a fullback hanging out there that.
Jack Mack, he was all right.
Oh, where did Jack Mick Alexander play?
He was on the wing.
Oh, was he?
He was on the wing, yeah.
I'm just know that Mick might have been. Might have noticed that you hadn't mentioned him.
that year he was on the wing. Jack Mack was your height, so he was a tall, lean fella.
Yeah.
And he had a boot on him that was as good as any I've seen in the club. Good fella, Jack. Yeah. He played at the Wedgies as well.
Oh, okay. So he came over.
Yeah, he came over.
And so you got 2 premierships. Did you have a role in that, or were you?
I was Kenny's bag carrier. Kenny Phillips' bag carrier.
I was team manager. That's not a light job.
Not for Kenny, it wasn't.
Are you with that all year? So you would.
Helped him in 98 and then again in 99. Yeah. And then Kenny moved away. He got a job with Eastwood. He went to Eastwood and took some of those boys with him. Alexander's.
And
of course, Timmy Alexander. I mean, geez, he was a good player.
Yeah.
But he was only a kid then. Like, he was only 18. He might have just turned 18.
Yeah.
Moose went up, Wheatley went up, the Alexander boys went up. Nick Davidson went up a year or so later. Nick from out at from Holbrook, his old man, coached the club.
Yeah.
After Dev. There was
some. So a couple of good premierships. You were team manager.
Hoggy turned up in 00 in 2000.
Oh, so he played in that one?
He played in that one, yeah.
Yeah. He was
and now another wife member.
So was he straight from school then, or is he
straight from uni?
Straight from uni. Yeah. I have seen footage of him playing Commonwealth Bank Cup.
Yes.
Is it St Gregory's?
He
was playing rugby league for St Gregory's the same way at 16, the same way he was playing rugby for the Steamers at 40.
Yeah, in 2014 or 15,
Just run a straight line, run a straight ball, hit it up hard, tackle hard.
Yep.
So
and train hard.
After those premierships, how was your involvement with the club?
So I continued to go to home games. And then 2005, my wife and I bought our business, Muffin Break in West End Plaza. And we started to sponsor the club from then. Henry Fitcher was the president then.
So you had a few years break from the club, watching and stuff. Became a sponsor. This is also another common theme too, I think.
It is.
Became a sponsor. Like, people contribute however they can.
Yeah.
You know. And you've been a sponsor ever since.
Yep.
Yeah. And so you're back. When did you come back into the fold having some response?
The young bloke started playing when Bruce Hazard was getting the juniors up and happening on the on Saturdays during first grade games. He'd just get the juniors out on the field and they'd have a bit of a run around. And my bloke was playing rugby league at that stage.
Do you remember what year that might have been?
14?
Might have been a fraction earlier, but yeah,
13, maybe 12.
Yeah.
Tom was born in 6, so.
Hot.
Yeah, no, might have been 12 or 13.
Yeah.
Huey Satchel
came in and tried to order.
The coach of the under 8s or 9s or whatever, yeah. I've seen, probably 10s.
So was there no juniors before that? When
There was. There'd been juniors for some time.
But you got involved because your fella started playing as well.
And me being me, I just thought I'll run the water there, I'll run the line or whatever. And that season finished, and then Alex Morrison was the coach the following year, and he asked me to be team manager, and I did, and I kept that team manager role going for.
I did say that.
6 years, I think.
And you had
some pretty good.
And success, really that team sort of stuck together then.
And chased, some really, really good football.
Chased team. Griffith through 5 or 6 years of competition.
Chased each other and you know, it was like the Hatfields and the McCoys.
Got
a bit nasty on a couple of occasions, but
Did you win a couple? We won under 14s
when. Hoggy and Bridie, life member, were the coach, and I was the team manager there. We beat Griffith at Yakuta.
When was that, about 2000?
That was 19.
2019?
Yeah, so we had Drew Brinduzic, and Harry Harrington, and Will Hogg, and Tom, and Tommy Tooth. His old man was an Eastie beastie.
All right, well, I might give her a call now.
I wouldn't be surprised if Tommy ends up there. You can see he's been at Scott School in Sydney, which is where they're humming ground. Who else was there? Cooper Robinson.
So a lot of those names are now they're now playing grade.
They are.
Not just in Steamers, but grade in Sydney or grade in Canberra.
Yep.
Representing.
Yeah, well, I believe Hoggy's gone to uni.
Yeah.
Steamers colours.
And we've got a junior Wallabies rep in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Is that right?
We do.
How's
Drew,
that?
Drewy's going. He's going real well as a front rower. I don't know how big your name is, Drewy. He's just a great young man.
Yeah. And he's. So what's levels he reached so far?
So he's Wallabies trial, Wallabies squad for the under 20s.
That's no small mean feat.
No.
Oh, I can promise you.
And he's no small mean feat either. He's a big
and
boy.
Harry
and his old man played. Benny played for us.
Yeah, Harry's got Brumbies honours.
Brumbies captaincy honours, under 16.
Yeah. Do we see any of the Sarkis boys play? I was getting to that. Do we see any of those players come back and play for the Steamers?
So Ruben didn't play in the premierships, but he was in the grade above.
Yeah.
So he's now our incumbent fullback. Toby, well, I don't know where the new coach will play him. House played him on the wing, bugger if I know why.
He's got to play 7.
he's got 7 written all over.
He does. 7 or 12.
Depending on what they've got. But Nairi Sarkis will tell you this, when they all come back from COVID and the under 16s, those boys have graduated under 16s, he put one on me at training down there at Waits Park in the pre-season. He hit me right in the ribs, and my feet went parallel, just holding the bag. And I've gone.
I won't be holding that bag again.
Speared into the And Nairi's come up and she said, "John, are you all right?" No.
Oh, that's good to see.
He killed me.
That's great to see. So, we've
gotten bigger. Yeah.
So we've got a few guys that are coming through from that group. Yeah, where can they? What pathway is there for those Colts, those under 17, under 18
well,
players?
Well, we've rebranded our third grade Colts.
Yeah. So what's that mean? We've branded our third grade Colts.
So Ciru third grade will still be third grade, but we...
So open age.
Yep.
But the rules are modified anyway.
They are. But we want to lead Ciru into making that a Colts competition.
Yeah.
And whether that be at the expense of reserve grade, so be it.
We've got to get young blokes playing footy. Yeah.
And we have to look after ourselves.
Yeah, and we do have to look after ourselves because, you know what, mate, no one else will.
Yeah, yeah. I think there have been years where we've tried to please everyone, tried to please Siru, we've tried to please supporters, and it's at the cost of the playing group, you know, and there may be other options we could have taken. This sounds to me like a great option. Mm. So do you think we would potentially load up third grade with a few old guys or a few experienced heads?
Well, we're going to have to because they need to learn.
Yeah. And the old guys need to learn.
I made the mistake last year of having a game, as did Roger Sarkis and Tommy Harrington and Hoggy, for that matter. We all had a run with our sons.
Yeah.
And it works for them. Yeah. They get to work out where to run.
Or
when not to run. You know, just reserve your energies and those sorts of things. And you get some good people like a Clemo. And we'll probably shoot me for saying this, but someone like Clemo running around with those guys would be invaluable.
Yeah. All right. So we've got a Colts team playing third grade. Yeah. How many Colts do you think we'll have? Don't know.
10? Dozen?
It's still early.
It is still early. It's still summer.
Still 6 weeks, still 6 or 7 weeks till the season starts. Yeah.
But Mick Redfern's coaching him.
Okay, so Mick, experienced head there.
Yeah, so, and Roger Wakefield from Echuca. So we're dragging, so he's young blokes at Scott School here. He played in our 16s premiership 2 years ago, Sterling. Good rugby name, that.
Sterling,
Roger's going to, he's team managing, so like he's doing that from Echuca, which is no mean effort.
That's a big effort, great.
Great bloke, Rog. So things are looking good.
All right, and then what about the other grade? So we've got the third grade Colts.
So first and second grade, well, numbers are getting better.
Yeah. Does the committee or the coach have a magic number of senior men players where you can go, we can have two grades?
Not officially. The coach may. I haven't spoken about it. I'm find his feet before I adjust him. Or jokes or something. But you've got to have for those other two. You've got to have 60 for three, don't you?
I think you've got to have 60 for two to get two grades in. Yeah. Given particularly where players don't want to travel, you know, and we're travelling every other week, and 18 games, we're travelling 9. So that means we're going to have 4 or 5 big trips.
Yeah. But you know what, Mick? 4 of them are Wagga. I mean,
that's, 4 of them are Waggers, yeah.
Like it's an hour and 15, go to Holbrook, turn left, and you're there. I mean,
it's, you
know, well, these other ones are Murray blokes, and you know, they'll go to an hour at Yarrawong. We'll take another 20 minutes. Yeah. What's the difference?
Yeah,
or,
I know.
Or the blokes that go to Lockhart or Esther.
Yeah.
So forget Wagga, and Tumut. They're easy. Even Leighton's not so bad. You know, when you start talking about, hey...
You sort of sound like you're convincing yourself that all that travel's all right, but it's...
Before the shops, I was a rep, mate, so I drove all those reps. It's pretty easy. And now doing what I'm doing
we've got a rough number of, say, 60 registered players to get two grades in. How many have you seen at training, do you think? Given we're still 6 or 7 weeks out.
It will be thereabouts. It will be thereabouts.
All right.
Plus, we've also got our girls.
So we've got... We're looking like it could be two grades plus a Colts / third grade.
Yes.
Plus
a ladies.
Plus a ladies. How are the women training?
It's slowly.
but it appears to be more surely. There's a couple have turned up in the last week or so.
Mm.
Last count were 9 committed.
Okay, so it's the same deal. 15
to get 15. We need another 6 every week.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, that's positive.
And Siri, to their credit, they're introducing, or happy for the way they do juniors to match numbers and all that sort of thing to get this happening. You know, they want it to happen, and you know, for Zero, all sorts of good reasons. You know.
I think Zero do a lot of hard work to get women's rugby up and running.
They do
what they can.
I think they mostly have a pretty good grasp of things.
Yeah.
The women's
rugby. It's the saddest story. I think the Steamers have had for a very long time was just at the start of COVID. They had this season start where they'd beaten every team they'd never beaten before. They were unbeaten. They were playing great rugby. They had a really good vibe about them.
Yep.
And the season wiped off the map. And
actually, they've been erased from history, haven't they, that year?
Yeah. I think the points weren't even counted for other clubs for our involvement, and it was heartbreaking.
It was just unnecessary.
Look, it is what it is.
They had to make a decision about Albury, and I get that. But they don't
wipe the season.
Don't wipe the season.
That was a bit bizarre.
They've rewritten history there.
Because I think they would have ended up with the minor premiership as they were.
Yeah.
Without finishing the games out. Yeah. You know, but so be it. There was there's nothing we can do about it now.
But they're good for the club too, the girls. You know, they add to the vibe at training. They don't mind a beer. which is a great thing.
It's only a matter of time before they have the success and you want to be there that year. Yeah. I think that'll be big for the club.
And you know what, Mick? And I've said this to a few people. So we're in the biggest catchment in Surrey.
Mm.
There's no reason why we shouldn't be what Waratahs have been. We should be the number one. We've got the military, 2 unis. We've got a stable 110, 120 in the general area.
Hmm.
There
is that pesky sport of AFL.
Yeah.
Which is just a nuisance for everybody. The
including men too. You talk to some of these old hardheads, Aussie rules blokes, and it's not what it used to be, and
I think after COVID, every community sport in the world suffered, and it's really going to be about which community sports and community groups recover quickest, there's kids, there's going to be generations, 2 or 3 years of generations that didn't play sport or didn't really get that full experience.
Yep.
So the clubs, you know, it's which clubs decide to, or which clubs react best
in
the next few years, you know, like where to find players from and stuff like that. So given that, where do you see any recruitment, or has there been any recruitment for the Steamers this year?
No, in terms of getting a Jimmy Olds or an Aaron McDougall, that sort of stuff, no, there hasn't been.
Is that a conscious decision or just timing?
Just timing, yeah.
It's a relatively new committee. It's hard to get your head around that sort of stuff.
And we've deliberately gone out and got a pro coach for the first time.
Yeah.
So he needs to find his feet a bit in this town as well.
Yeah.
And he will. His rapport with our Pacifica guys is terrific.
Okay, great.
Terrific. Yeah, he gets them.
How many Islanders are there this year? Have there been
plenty.
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 Yeah.
Jale, He's a wonderful footballer. Rax is a great footballer.
Rax is my favourite. He's my boy.
Well, he got the best and fairest last year, didn't he? I think.
Did he?
I reckon he did.
He's the heart and soul of the club, Rax. He turned up.
I reckon he
turned up in 2016, and he's just, you know, hey, out there calling for the ball all the time. He's a great guy to have around the club. So we've got no recruitment officially.
No.
That may change over the coming years. We'll see. Let's find our feet.
Yeah. Just recruit Drew Brunduzic and Harry Harrington back, and we'll be fine.
Well, I'm sure Harry will be happy with them.
Key position player. No, okay. Well, you know what? So in Sydney, they're turning Harry into a front row.
I was about to say, I'm sure with a move from Harry into a hooker would be great.
Yeah, but I think he likes the number 8 on his back.
Oh, well, everyone likes number 8. Yeah, but
I reckon that the chicks dig the number 8. But
no, chicks dig props. Just, you know.
Did you hear that, Harry?
So what, with the committee, with a relatively new committee, what sort of stuff have we got on the social calendar this year? I've seen a new social member card.
We'll be doing that. So it's going to be, what we've done in the past has been sort of a $50 flat membership, and that'll get you into the game and not much else.
Mm-hmm.
In previous years, we'd have the members draw at the pub or wherever.
Yeah.
But what we want to do is take that draw to juniors on a Friday night.
Yeah.
But not every Friday night.
Will it jackpot, or will it? You have to. Will it be drawn?
Yeah, you'll have to be there.
So will it get? Do you think it'll get? If the draw person drawn, will the prize jackpot?
Well, will we keep drawing it out till we? We'll need to do our numbers on that.
There's a decision to be made. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
There's both ways, but.
So your $25 gets you. Does it get you the harvest card? Is that the steam?
It'll give you the harvest card. So at Harvest Group, with Brady's Hotel and Northside for that matter.
And it'll be branded Steamers card.
Yes.
So that will then. So you get the free entry into games.
Mm-hmm.
You get the members draw for the club at. Juniors training.
And you get a discount at the pub.
Discount at the pub. You also enter the pub members draw.
You can do that, yes. So
that's automatic.
Yep.
And the pub's members draw is now over $2,000. So
it's been in the poke of the eye, isn't it?
Yep. So the there's a few little benefits there for the social club member. Yep. And what events have we got lined up for the social club? Social members.
Got off the social members.
Or for the club, well, just generally.
There's the aforementioned Griffith Premiership there before, that there's a 25-year reunion coming up. That'll be mid-season when we play Griffith down here. Mick Alexander's...
Alexander keeps organising reunions. He's going to have one every year. And given his touch, Premiership reunions and rugby league, he's got a long list of them.
Yeah, unfortunately, we can't have Parramatta ones because we don't win anything being mutual Parramatta supporters.
Well, I did run into Neville Glover the other day.
Is that right?
Nifty Neville Glover, I had a big quick chat to him. Very nice guy.
We'd have won more if it wasn't for him.
I did not point that out to him, and he finished with the Parramatta about the year before they started winning.
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah. How do you know him?
I didn't. He was at the newsagent.
Oh, right. There
and
you go.
I thought, hey, Neville.
You picked him out.
And he's a very nice guy. Well, very
you in Albury? Or?
Yeah, he was in here in Albury.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a rugby league guy. So we've got
another good blue and gold combination.
We've got a
bit like Belvoir Cricket Club.
We've got the you got to stop getting plugs for other sports. We're struggling with steam as it is.
Cricket's not opposition.
Oh no, that's right. That's right. So we've got the 25-year reunion for the 1999 Premiership.
Yep.
What other social events have we got?
So there'll be a Life Members Day.
Will that be on the first home game, do you think? Possibly.
It should be. That's where we like to normally have it.
Yeah.
There'll be...
Will we name life members, new life members at that, do you think?
Potentially.
Yep. So hopefully that pans out.
Yeah. There will be a sponsors day. There'll be an old boys day. Yep. Old players.
Old players day.
Because it's, we've got, we have a women's program.
Yeah, definitely. Ladies day.
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
of course.
Those ones, the big ones.
You try telling them and Emma Clements that we're not having a ladies day.
Yeah.
We nearly didn't last year, and we only just got away with our lives. Didn't we, Em?
So we've got some good social functions. We've got a big seat, big 18 games, which is great to see.
Yes.
Cheap membership for members, $25. Yeah. That's good.
And what we're encouraging there, Mick, is for junior parents to now become members.
Yeah.
Where they before, they didn't need to be.
Yeah.
But they'll get the benefits of
the members draw.
The members draw.
And come to the games on Saturdays.
Come to the pub.
Yeah.
So it expands our database and
and
going back to what I was saying about we've got 100,000 people here. Well, we need to get some of them.
I think there's going to be a common theme too of people just don't know the Steamers exist.
Mm.
You know, and that's you hear that a lot. Like people, the two things we tend to hear are, I was introduced to the club by X, and it seems to be a lot of like Mick Alexander's name.
Yeah.
Mick Alexander's brought a lot of people to the club. And a lot of people saying, I didn't know there was rugby here. So if you start to tick those sort of boxes, if you start to lean on your existing networks and start to get the word out there a bit, you know, well...
That's one that Tom, as the new president, is very keen on too, is just getting our name
out there, yeah.
We'll never, ever, ever beat Albury Footy Club North Albury. That's not it. We want people to be... a North Albury and a Steamers person, or an Albury and a Steamers.
Yeah, exactly.
And Thunder,
You can be
all of those things.
Yeah, given that we're all, it's all, I remember when in 2015, when Blake LeCornu was a part of the Premiership, and his two of his best mates were playing the Albury Tigers and Thunder.
Yep.
And they had a photo of the three Premiership Cups together and three Premiership players, you know, like that. That sort of thing's good for the town, good for the players, good for the club, you know.
Yeah. Well, last year, we got a couple of Holbrook boys in Jaden
Jaden O'Brien.
Jaden O'Brien and Dill, his brother Dill.
Well, you'll be happy to know that Jaden's name got called out in the...
did it?
The Brady's members draw.
He's missed out on the 2K. Yeah, he wasn't there. 2K.
It was, I think it was... Yeah, it might have been close to 2000.
Yeah, right, eh?
Oh, well.
But they're Holbrook boys. And what they did last year, Holbrook had a bye. Mm. And they had four or five of them down just watching. Never been to the rugby before. They had a good day, bought a few beers.
And then...
They'll come back.
Yeah,
yeah, right. But they've only got to come once.
Yeah.
You know? And if Yak doesn't... You know, Regan turns up here with the Yak boys.
Yeah.
And then...
I think Regan's done his ACL.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Has he?
Yeah.
Ah, that's
so... So we've summarised what we can expect this year. We've talked about your involvement in the club. Well, last thing is that you've been involved in the club for 30 years on and off in some format. Give us the three best players you've seen in those 30 years, and we're gonna hold you to this.
Andrew Bell.
Yep. So. Belly's name's up on the jumpers there as captain for
99 and 2000. Yes.
What position did Belly play?
99, he was 12 or 13. Come off at half time with a bung knee in 99. Oh. Yeah, couldn't go on.
He came just from the Aggies.
Yeah, played the Premiership there. Davis. Geez, Aaron
Davis.
Three times best and fairest winner.
I reckon it's three times. Breakaway.
Two times Premiership breakaway.
Not the biggest guy.
No.
So he played above his weight.
Oh, well and truly.
Yeah.
Fearless.
Yeah.
Came over from rugby league. Yeah, I don't know why. What happened there?
Oh, so he was a rugby league guy.
League, yeah.
With the Thunder. Or...
Blues back in those days.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yep.
Alexander Wheatley.
You have to name one.
Oh.
He's sweating. Just so you know, Justin and Mick, if you're listening to this, John is now sweating.
If I've got to pick one.
Who would you pick first? You're in the schoolyard and it's your pick and you're looking at those two. I can't edit out your silence.
I can't edit in your sweaty forehead. Pick one. It's probably Alexander, but because of his old man. Because his old man's such a good bloke.
Well, I'm not sure what that says about Wheatley's old man.
Well, I've never met him, so I'm sure he's a good bloke too. Right,
there we go. So we've got Alexander, Bell, and Davis. And there's a whole raft of names missing from that list, but that's all right. We'll collate our best three each podcast.
Because I saw them up close, like the Jimmy Olds and that, where I'm only seeing them from the sidelines.
You
don't see how those blokes train or do any of those sorts of things. Jimmy was a star.
Yeah, Jimmy.
Coyle was great.
Mannion.
Hoggy.
House, not so much. Yeah.
Well, he was older.
He held up at scrum.
He was older.
He sort of did a job.
He's not doing a job today, though.
He's not doing a job today, no.
He got an RDA.
All right. Thank you, John.
No worries, mate.
We're going to... Who can we get in next? We'd like to chat to...
you need to get either the...
President or the coach?
Or the coach, yeah. There's no... you just got to go, yeah.
All right, well, you hit him up. We'll reach out.
It's my job to do it.
It's your job now. we wouldn't mind doing one from training, too. We might could try and get down to training one night.
Yeah, it's just going to be too hot down there, mate.
Is it?
Well, it's going to be 38 or 9.
Oh, we'll pick and choose on what day we go there. It won't be a hot day. And we'll be in shade and we'll have a couple of beers.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough.
All right. Thanks, John.
Righto, Mick.
Cheers.